Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back again with another dose of Depression to Drive. Now, I know what you're thinking, more motivational stuff? Isn't that a bit overdone? Maybe, but hear me out. We're not talking about some generic pep talk. We're diving into something real, something powerful. Building resilience through acceptance and surrender. Ever feel like life's throwing punches you just can't dodge? Like you're constantly fighting an uphill battle? That's where this comes in. This isn't about giving up or becoming a doormat. It's about recognizing that sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is let go of control and accept what is. Easier said than done, right? We're wired to fight, to resist, to try and bend things to our will. But there's a wisdom in surrender, a freedom in acknowledging what we can't change. So, here are 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. First up, embrace the roller coaster. Life isn't a smooth ride. It's an exhilarating, terrifying, gut-wrenching, beautiful mess. Trying to force everything into neat little boxes? That's setting yourself up for disappointment. Accept the highs and lows, the twists and turns, because they're all part of the journey. Number 2, you are not your thoughts. Ever have those days where your mind feels like a runaway train, spewing negativity and self-doubt? Listen, those thoughts don't define you. They're just passing clouds, fleeting moments in an endless sky. Recognize them, acknowledge them, but don't let them dictate your reality. Thirdly, learn to say, no. You are not obligated to please everyone, to take on every task, to sacrifice your own well-being for others. Setting boundaries is a sign of strength, not selfishness. It's about honoring your own needs and protecting your energy. Remember that saying, no, doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you human. Number 4, find your tribe. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who support your dreams, who celebrate your victories and offer comfort in your defeats. Building genuine relationships is one of the most powerful ways to cultivate resilience. Finally, number 5, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a beautiful sunset, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Savoring these moments cultivates a sense of contentment and helps shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. You know that feeling when you're stressed out, overwhelmed, and just want to curl up in a ball? I get it, we all have those moments. But imagine if instead of resisting the stress, you could simply accept it, acknowledge it, and then let it go. Sounds crazy, right? But trust me on this one. Think about that time you were facing a challenge, maybe a big presentation at work or a tough conversation with a friend. You probably spent days worrying, overthinking, trying to control the outcome. But what if, instead of fighting against the stress, you had simply accepted it? What if you had said to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed right now. That's okay, I can handle this. And then, instead of dwelling on the anxiety, you had focused your energy on taking action, preparing for the presentation or brainstorming solutions for the conversation? By accepting the stress and letting go of the need to control everything, you might have found yourself feeling more calm, centered, and capable. You wouldn't be ignoring the challenge. You'd be facing it with a clearer mind and a stronger sense of resilience. So remember, friends, building resilience isn't about being invincible or pretending that life is always easy. It's about accepting the ups and downs, embracing our imperfections, and finding strength in letting go of what we can't control. It's about cultivating a mindset of acceptance, surrender, and radical self-compassion. Let me know your thoughts on this. How do you practice acceptance and surrender in your own life? Share your stories and insights with me. Remember, every journey starts with a single step. Take that step today. Keep moving forward, keep growing, and never lose sight of the power within you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Depression to Drive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.